Hi, and welcome. You're listening to Doubt to Full Out, where I help you stop the excuses to activate full potential and walk confidently in your true purpose, maximizing impact and income to live full out. I'm your host, Lindsay Yeoman, entrepreneur, speaker, soon-to-be author, and coach. I have the humble honor to speak on this subject because not too long ago, I was stuck in decades of shame, fear, and self-doubt. I never thought my life had purpose beyond my family until God revealed the lies holding me back from His full purpose. I've learned how to not let past mistakes sabotage future success. And now I'm teaching others to overcome their own self-doubt, to walk in truth and success. Each week on the show, I'll share stories of my own journey and other incredible women who have pushed past the fear to live full out for Jesus and their purpose. Let's dive in. Hi, and welcome. I'm your host, Lindsay Yeoman, and I'm excited to invite you into this conversation today with my good friend, Sophie Burr. Sophie Burr, first of all, is a podcast host of the show Honey in the Rock, and Sophie is going to chat a little bit today about overcoming a trauma and loss and tragedy at such a young age. She had a friend's brother die in a car accident a few years ago. And Sophie is a remarkable young woman because she had two choices. She could have let that take her down, or she could rise into the woman that God has created her to be to make the impact that He wants her to have. Hello, hello. I am so excited to chat with my very sweet friend and special guest, Sophie Burr. You guys are in for such a treat today to hear from Sophie. She is a very young female Christian entrepreneur, and I really don't want to introduce her too much because I really want you to hear her story from her, but she is someone who is amazing. I admire her, and I'm excited to really ask her questions about her journey. So Sophie, thank you for being with us here today.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
So Sophie, I would love for you to tell me a little bit about you and your journey. First of all, how old are you?
I'll be 18 next week.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
That's awesome. 18 next week. Okay. So Sophie is a dear friend, a daughter of a dear friend of mine. And my first introduction to Sophie being an entrepreneur was when she was actually making jewelry. Several years ago, she decided to start making jewelry and sell it at a very young age. How old were you?
Well, I was going into seventh grade. I was like 13-ish. And I was making Christmas presents for my aunt. And then I had extra beads, so I made one for my mom. And then my mom went to work, and a lady was like, I'll buy that. And my mom was like, oh, my daughter made it. And mom was like, okay, sure, yeah, tell me what you want. And then she came home, she's like, well, I got your first order. And I went and made that one. And then from then, I was like, people actually want to buy it. So I started making little necklaces.
That's amazing.
Yep.
I love that. Okay, so it kind of fell in your lap. It wasn't something where you started out to say, okay, I'm going to start selling necklaces. Yeah. But the opportunity presented itself, and you stepped up to the plate.
Yes.
So how long were you making jewelry?
I made jewelry from then really up until this year. And now I'll like fill some orders, but the Lord has kind of given me different opportunities. And so it kind of went on the back burner. But really for, I guess, 6 years, 7 years, I would make jewelry. No, not 7 years, 6 years. I would make jewelry and sell it.
So tell me about this different direction. So Sophie is at 17 years old. She is a speaker and a podcaster and has been a speaker and a podcaster for quite some time. Again, at 17 years old, this just, it really, truly amazes me at what such an incredible young Christian woman that she is and just wants to, well, you know what? I want you to tell your mission. So I would love for you to share, you know, you mentioned God has given you some different opportunities.
Yeah.
And I would love for you to kind of start from the very beginning. Like, what did that look like? Did He lay a podcast on your heart? What is your mission for that podcast?
Okay. Well, it kind of goes into my testimony a little bit, but grew up in a Christian home and learned like, okay, this is what we do. We go to church. We read our Bibles.
So that was actually going to be one of my questions, not to interrupt you, but have you always walked with Jesus? Have you always been a Christian, someone who wanted to help others, you know,
yeah,
have a relationship?
Okay, well, I'll try to answer both of them at the same time then. So grew up knowing Jesus, grew up watching my parents know Jesus. But then when it was like, okay, you got to wake up or you got to run away. That's when I was like, okay, I'm going to have to put my full trust in Jesus, and I'm going to have to trust that he's good, even when our circumstances aren't good. And so just kind of dove into who Jesus was then and learned to have a personal relationship with him then, because I had no hope other than that. Like, if I didn't have Jesus, then there's no hope of waking up every day and struggling with the grief that I was struggling with. Kind of from then on, it was, I felt very alone. Like, I am the only Christian girl that struggles with depression. I am the only Christian girl that is anxious. I'm the only Christian girl at my age.
Lies that
literally
all our stuff. But
yes.
The enemy tells us.
Yes. And so it's like, I'm the only girl my age that struggles with this. Everyone else is happy. Everyone else is perfect. I'm the only one who understands this. And the enemy just like allowed me to believe that. And kind of when I got out of the hole, I was like, okay, I need to share my story somehow. And not to make my story known, but to show Jesus' story through mine. And so trying to figure out how to share a story is like, okay, do I write a book right now? Do I write, you know, Instagram posts or whatever? But it was like, the Lord's like, oh no, look, you can make a podcast and just talk. So it started out being able to open up about certain things that I was going through, sharing my testimony. And now I'm on episode 77. And so now I've had a lot of different guests come on, and I always ask them their testimony and then kind of go from there. So it's like they share their testimony, and then somehow the conversation goes from their story that the Lord has given them. That's kind of the new opportunity the Lord has given me now. But yeah,
that is amazing. You are such a remarkable woman. So in 2020, so tell me a little bit more about your friend who passed away in a car accident. You were how old? 14?
I was in ninth grade. So what is ninth grade? 14?
14-ish.
Ish,
yeah. So when that something like that happens at such a young age, I'm sure you probably struggled with why God allowed it to happen. You know, tell me a little bit about those struggles.
Yeah, the biggest question. So once I kind of got out of like my hole of depression, anxiety, when I got into that hole of struggling with that like hardcore, I didn't really understand anything at all. And I didn't have the mental capacity to even question anything. I was just like, yep, that happened. Mm. Oh, well, that sucks. I hate everything kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I can't get out of it. But then when I kind of got out of my hole is when I started really grieving and being able to like work through things. And that's when I started asking God, like, my biggest question was like, if you're a good God, why do you let bad things happen? And thankfully I was quickly wrapped around with really good mentors that loved me, but also loved the Lord. And they were able to kind of show that to me, but then also be like, you can lament this and you can say this is hard and sucks, but kind of just like ask that question. And someone was like, you're never going to know. You're never going to understand why. But I kind of do. At this point in my life, it's been 3 years now, and I'm like, I don't fully understand why this happened. But now I've seen other things happen because of it. And I'm like, if he never died, I would have never started a podcast. Mm-hmm. If I would have never started a podcast, I would have never got to meet people that have, you know, encouraged me in different ways, but encouraged a lot of other people in different ways. And so really, in those questions, in those time of being like, why would this happen? Or why would you let this happen? Instead being like, actually, he's in control and his plan is better. And you just have to trust that and be content and not understanding everything.
Well, that question that you asked that you struggle with, I mean, that's something that adults struggle with, mm-hmm. let alone, you know, a 14-year-old raving child. So, right. Our brains cannot comprehend or understand why bad things happen. But we know that God allows bad things to happen, you know, and there will always be good that will come out of it.
Yes.
The bad things are not good, but there will be good that comes out of it. And you're exactly right. He allowed you to grow. He's using your story through that to reach so many young women. And that's what I think is so remarkable. Sophie lives here in Greenville with me, and I know many, many young high school women who listen to her Christian-based podcast. So what is the mission of your podcast?
Okay, I wrote it down. I'm just going to read it. Because it's easy to get discouraged, I think. Sometimes maybe just being a woman, but I think in everything, like starting something new, sometimes you're only going to get 10 people to listen, and sometimes you get 200, and then it's just like, okay, I'm doing this for you, nothing's happening. So I had to like sit down and come with my thing, and it says, I feel like the calling that the Lord has placed on my life, and that I need to talk about what I'm going through as I'm experiencing it to show God's goodness, despite my circumstances. And then that looks like a different thing. So right now, talking about what I'm going through as I'm going through it to show God's goodness despite your circumstances is in a podcast. But I recently started attempting to write a book. So hopefully in like 12 years that'll come out. But like whatever that looks like. So then like if a speaking opportunity comes up, then that's what it is. So it's not really, my goal isn't just a podcast. It's whatever the Lord puts in front of me. And that's what it is right now.
Absolutely. That's so beautiful. I mean, as a Christian, our ultimate mission is to further the kingdom, right? I mean, that's the ultimate mission. I think through sharing your podcast, what you're doing is, one, you are sharing your belief, which encourages others to share their belief, to be bold in their belief. And that is something that is very rare for a high school student. I mean, what you are doing is absolutely remarkable, and that you are so bold in sharing your faith, and that you are also so bold in encouraging others to share with them. Like, yes, you're sharing in real time struggles that you're going through and growth that you are, you know, attempting to navigate through with God's help,
right?
You know, through you. And I think that that's so beautiful because every teenager could use more encouragement. Every teenager can use more of God in their life. And for you to be so bold to stand out on that faith. And that leads me to, you know, boldness. It's remarkable that you have set the boldness that you have, but I'm sure that you've struggled with doubts and disbelief in yourself or the doubts. The enemy is going to put those lies in you to say, who are you to start a podcast? So what do you have to say?
Yeah.
So I'd love for you to share maybe some of those kind of doubts that you probably had before starting the podcast, but that you have to still struggle with every day.
For sure. So I think the boldness comes in with knowing death. Mm. When you meet death, you understand that we're not promised tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so I think I had a lot of it. I probably had an easier time being bold in school and not being embarrassed of like, okay, you can make fun of me. But like also maybe in 10 years, you're like, oh, remember that weird girl in high school who wouldn't shut about Jesus? This is what she's saying. And so I think a lot of boldness for me comes from understanding death. The doubt part comes in all the time. Both, I still struggle, not super often, but sometimes even doubt in Jesus. Like, okay, why are you God? Kind of show up. When I have doubts about that, I have to voice them and say them out loud, whether that's to my mom or my youth pastor, just somebody. Because if they stay in my head, they get bigger. And that's just kind of how I'm wired, and bigger and bigger and bigger. But once I say it out loud, I'm like, oh, wait, that's not true. I know that's not true. But then like the doubts of myself kind of comes with what I said earlier. It's like, oh, well, I only have 10 listeners. So like, who cares? Or like, you'll go on Instagram and see thousands of other girls who have Christian podcasts. It's like, well, why am I doing this? Like, what's the point of me also doing this if other people are doing it too? Maybe I'll never make a living out of this. Well, then that's not the goal. When those doubts come up for myself, it's I have to look back and see, why did I start this in the first place? What was the point of it? And then I pray, like, Lord, break my heart for the one. And so as I pray that every day, it's like, if he breaks my heart for the one, if my podcast has 10,000 listeners or one listener, it's fine. Because personally, selfishly, I'm gaining something from the conversations I'm having. Like, I'm learning something from people much, much wiser than me every time. But then even if it's like just helping one person, it's worth it. And so when those doubts come up, I just have to be like, I'm doing this for the one, and that's worth it.
I love that. And especially too, for someone who is so strong in her faith, to share that you struggle with doubts of not doubting just yourself, but doubting Jesus sometimes. Yeah. That's powerful too, because there are so many other women out there who might look at you and think, I'm not as good of a Christian as her. I'm not as strong as a Christian as her. Mm-hmm. So that when you share your doubt, that makes them feel more comfortable in their own skin.
Yeah.
To know that, like, okay, I'm not a bad Christian for having my doubts too.
Right, right.
And I love that you shared, you know, your podcast. The reason that you're doing it, there could be thousands of other young girls sharing a Christian podcast.
Right.
But no one has your vantage point. No one has your experience.
Yeah.
No one is sharing God, faith, encouragement through your lens.
Right.
So you are unique. And even though there are other women doing the same thing, what you have to share is going to speak to people differently than what they have to share. Even though you're sharing something, people are going to hear different ways. They're going to connect with you in different ways. And so, you know, I love that. I believe that as female Christian entrepreneurs, well, as anyone, we have these self-doubts that are all rooted in fear, but they're all rooted in lies that we believe about ourselves and we believe the world thinks or sees us.
Right.
And it's so important to acknowledge those lies and say, these are lies from the enemy because the truth, the word says this.
Yeah.
And I would love to know, you know, how this has transformed your life, how this experience of your podcast is how old now?
A year and a half.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So how has that transformed your life and even your belief?
Yeah. Well, honestly, my whole life is now going to be different because of it. Because in starting the podcast, the Lord opened my eyes to going into ministry. I wanted to be a kindergarten teacher my entire life. I'm like, I'm going to be a kindergarten teacher. Like, whatever, I'm going to this school. I'm going to get my master's in this many years. I'm going to start teaching this year. I'm going to get married. Like, I had my whole life planned out. And about 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half ago, about the same time I started the podcast. Well, I guess it would have just been a year ago, but it doesn't really matter. So probably a year ago, the Lord opened my eyes to just like another, he's like, no, this is what you're going to do. And he just opened my eyes to like full-time ministry, which has made this senior year very difficult because now my whole plan got messed up. I'm like, I don't know what school I'm going to go to anymore. I don't know what I'm supposed to study. I don't have a job lined up at the end of 4 years like I would have as a teacher. But just having to learn to trust God in that. And if you're going to call me something, he's not going to leave me stranded. He's going to provide. So a little bit of that. So it's like that changed my life. And now my whole career is going to be based off of this, hopefully, if the Lord wills that. But it's just like changed everyday life because I have to be aware. People will start, talk about podcasts. So I have to be kind to everybody, even if I'm on a bad day, and still be like, I'm sinful and I mess up, and watch this, like the Lord redeems and restores our stories, and showing that I'm not perfect, but just like making sure I show up as a Christian example every day, because that's going to be how I'm known for. And if I'm not kind now, then if I get more followers in 10 years, they're going to be like, oh, well, she was a jerk in high school. So I have to be aware of that type of thing. But it really changed my whole life because now the plan that I thought I had is all shifting.
Isn't that amazing the way God works?
It is. It's so sweet.
So through a tragedy that you experienced at such a young age,
gosh,
the boldness that you have prevailed to share, I mean, it has literally shifted your entire life.
Yeah.
And I just think that it's amazing the way that God works. And it just goes to show exactly what we said a few minutes ago, that even though bad things happen, that good always comes out of it.
Yeah.
And really to glorify him and for the good of others, because you are truly glorifying God through this tragedy that happened. You're processing this grief and coming to not only glorify him, but reach so many other lost young people. I mean, your voice, think about women who today, tomorrow, next year, in 10 years will hear something that you have to share. And it may bring them out of desperation. Right. I mean, it may bring them to come to know the Lord or to feel encouraged that they're struggling and it's okay too.
Yeah.
They're struggling with belief. They're struggling with God because their life might not be perfect.
Right.
Yeah. As you know, you think we have this idea in our brain that we're supposed to, you know, because we're Christians, we're supposed to live this happy life, but that's not true. I mean, we are supposed to suffer on this side of heaven.
Yeah.
And, you know, it goes back to saying what, you know, we may never know on this side of heaven, God's full reason for things.
Yeah.
But when you can see the goodness, you know, that comes out of
it, I know.
It's amazing.
And it's like an honor. It's like I'm honored that the Lord chose me to have this story and, you know, use different things. And it's like, yeah, it sucks, but he purposely chose me to carry this story. And I think that's an honor. But then also, like, exactly what you were saying, the idea of, like, as believers, our entire goal is to glorify God and grow the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so that looked like from our life to have somebody die to wake us up. But that can look so different for everybody. And it also takes pressure off. Like, if my whole goal is just to, my friend is in nursing school right now, and she's like, what if this is not what I'm supposed to do? And I'm like, yeah, but you're in these classes right now for a reason. Maybe you're supposed to be in nursing school for 2 years, but as a believer now, she's like a new believer. And she's like, but I'm like, as a believer now, your whole goal is to glorify God and go to his kingdom. So maybe he has you in these classes for 2 years just to share and be like, look, Jesus is in science. Jesus is in doctors. Like, well, how cool is that? And so it's just like, sweet to have that perspective as well.
That's so powerful. As I sit here listening to you, I mean, I have told your mom over and over, what did you do? How did you raise this daughter? Please give me your secrets. Truly, you have to know that what you are doing is extremely powerful. And what you are doing, do not ever stop sharing, because the Lord has got you in the palm of his hands, and he has great things, not only for you, but for the amount of lives that you were going to touch and that you were going to change through him allowing, you know, through you allowing him to do that and to work for you. I mean, you are truly, like, it brings tears to my eyes to just see someone like you about to change this world. You know, I mean, you already have, and you know, 1.5 short years.
Right.
I believe even more than that.
Yeah.
And more than you'll ever know.
I want to give everyone, obviously, the opportunity to listen to your podcast. I think all of my listeners should be listening to your podcast. I will be linking contact to Sophie in the show notes and sharing her podcast and her Instagram.
Is there anything that you would love to share right now as we wrap up?
I don't think so. It's just all God. Like, it's not me.
But I don't know how to work
with. Yes. And it's just, like, been learning, like, what does humility look like? Mm-hmm. And he's been humbling me over and over again to remind me that it's not what I can do. It's not what I can say. It literally is nothing I can do. I can't control it. Because if I was in control, my friend wouldn't have died in the first place. If I was in control, I would be going to be a teacher. You know, a lot of other things. And so it's just been sweet to have people pour into me to be like, wait, no, just let the Lord use you. Mm-hmm. And then just like praying, like, Lord, hide me behind the cross, because it's not to make my name great. It's to make his name great. So that's what I'm working on.
Absolutely. The Lord's plan is so much greater than anything that we can plan for ourselves.
Yes, it is.
But you do, I want you to remember to be proud of yourself.
Thank you.
You need to be proud of yourself too, because your courage is amazing. Your boldness is amazing.
Try.
And it is all God, but you have free will, and you are really, truly allowing the Holy Spirit to work through you. Never more.
I appreciate that. So I will be linking contact to Miss Sophie Burr, yeah, her podcast, her Instagram, and her book when that comes out.
Yeah, one day.
One day. Well, thank you so much for being here. I really enjoyed talking with you.
Yeah, you were so fun.
Truly amazing.
I don't know about that. You don't see me at home. I try my best.
Well, again, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
It was such an honor to talk with you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Doubt to Full Out. One thing that would really help get this show to the ears of more women who need to listen is for you to rate and leave a comment on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you tune in to listen. That truly helps reach and serve more women. Also, be sure to link up with me on Instagram, and please share this podcast with anyone you think might enjoy it. If you have a story to share or would like to be on the show, hop to the link in show notes to submit your story. Until next week, my hope for you is that you begin to uncover the lies of self-doubt so that you can live full out. When you commit to the journey, it changes everything.